A portion of funds collected through Timmins Municipal Accommodation Tax, MAT, are being invested back into the community. On March 10, the Timmins Economic Development Corporation, TEDC, announced it's giving $25,000 from the fund to the Canadian Snowcross Racing Association, which will support the Timmins Pro Snowcross 2022, an event taking place March 12-13. The MAT fund was implemented to support events that draw tourism to Timmins, said Audrey Penner, chair of the TEDC board, in a news release. The snowcross races promote Timmins as a winter destination for tourism and showcases our northern lifestyle to visitors. The province of Ontario enacted legislation to allow for the municipal accommodation tax, MAT, in 2017. Initiated in 2019, the MAT in Timmins is a 4% levy charged on any short-term accommodation rental, including hotels, motels, cottages, and Airbnbs. According to the legislation, at least 50% of the tax is to be used for tourism activities. This year's Snowcross event marks the return of events as the province opens in the wake of COVID-19. More than 100 racing teams, comprising 4 to 5 people, and spectators are expected to arrive in the city this weekend. Our hotels and restaurants are anticipating the return of patrons, and the TEDC and MAT subcommittee are pleased to support an event that will encourage tourism in the city, said Penner. Angela Vacchino, event coordinator for the Canadian Snowcross Racing Association, said she's grateful the MAT fund exists to support tourism activities. We're thankful to the TEDC and the MAT subcommittee for supporting the Snowcross event and encouraging tourism again, said Vacchino. The municipal accommodation tax has also been applied in North Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, Sudbury, and Thunder Bay.